A new pen and a new phone comes to Washington, D.C. the third week in January 2017. Brand new pen and brand new presidential phone. How about that? The old pen and the old phone, you may remember, were the two instruments used by Barack Hussein Obama to radically change the balance of powers. That is, the constitutional power granted to the president as compared to that which was granted to the House and Senate by the great document, the Constitution. The exercise of which power, rendering our House and Senate virtually irrelevant in so many areas, no matter the actual legislation. Obama found a way to do that. President Obama issued dozens upon dozens of so-called executive orders and took executive action, much of which was ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. No matter, the Obama pen and phone continued any way he wished. The Obama-appointed agency czars themselves issued dozens upon dozens of regulations, some of which were judicially ruled unconstitutional. No matter. The regulations preceded a pace and perhaps even increased. Such was the unconstitutional life in Washington, D.C. under the rule and administration of President Barack Hussein Obama. The rule of the pen and the rule of the phone. But now comes the new pen and the new phone. The Trump pen and the Trump phone, with the opportunity for Donald John Trump to roll back, change back so much of these executive orders, and the further opportunity with the appointment of new and real secretaries of various agencies to roll back or void so many nasty and expensive rules and regulations which are strangling the American economy. Trump has promised to do so, and we the people will hold his feet to the fire. We will, Mr. Trump. We will make sure those promises happen. The Wall Street Journal has said that President Obama spent his final 6 years in office, and especially the last two, governing largely by executive fiat. He, Obama, issued executive orders, and his administrative state issued tens of thousands of pages. Did you hear that? Tens of thousands of pages of new regulations that took on the force of law. In so many ways, this unlawful and unconstitutional action in so many ways infuriated millions of American voters, and the net result of this rule by executive fiat contribute to Donald Trump's victory. Those millions upon millions of Americans want so much of these rules and regulations reversed, voided, done away with, and the control of the American way of life by our federal government curtailed, and in some cases eliminated. The new pen and the new phone, the new Trump pen and the new Trump phone, means that there can now be different and better executive orders. May it be so. It is shocking to know that there have been more than 250 executive orders signed by President Obama. 250 and counting. By contrast, there has been little legislation passed by House and Senate, and much of the legislation that was passed was promptly vetoed by Obama. It has indeed been ruled by fiat, by Barack Hussein Obama, the executive order man. In addition, there have been 230 executive memoranda. That's a total of 480. These so-called memoranda did everything from creating a new investment vehicle, which sought to encourage new savers to invest in government debt, to directing federal agencies to demand new data to investigate pay disparity by race and sex at government contractors. In short, whatever Obama wanted, his agencies gave him. Between the Obama executive orders and the Obama presidential memoranda and the rules and regulations issued by his agencies, with thousands of pages now part of the Federal Register, the executive branch of our government, the president, became both legislator and enforcer of the whims of the Progressive Party, the liberal, radical, Democrat Party, no matter our Congress. In addition to executive orders and memoranda, there are also orders issued by federal agencies without a formal federal rulemaking. The Obama regulators, the various secretaries or heads of agencies, have made it an unprecedented and often illegal practice of issuing guidance that allowed agencies to bypass rulemaking while still forcing the objects, the entities, the individuals so targeted to comply. no matter the fact that many of such orders were illegal. Those targeted, that would be you and me, had to comply or risk enforcement action, fines and penalties, and even in some cases, criminal sanctions if we, the people, did not comply. A classic example of this illegality is the Department of Education rewriting Title IX, you know, the civil rights legislation, ordering universities to handle accusations of sexual assault as the Education Department required. Orders were issued which put new controls into effect for auto lending and housing and rentals and many more. The effects of all of these Obama illegalities were beginning to stifle the American economy and to radically change the way of life of we the people. Were you aware of that? Did you feel that? Did it affect you or the company you own or work for? Well, if it did, the new Trump pen and phone can do away with much, if not all, of those illegalities with a new change-back stroke of the new pen in Washington. Ah, may it be so. Trump can also instruct his new cabinet secretaries to immediately void all Obama guidance and many of his so-called memoranda requirements. Trump can also order federal agencies to immediately cease work on regulations in process, and especially those which are about to be sent to the Federal Register, where they will have the force of law. There is also the power granted by the Congressional Review Act. This allows Congress to void the many last-minute regulations now making their way through the Obama agencies. This law allows for such action for matters enacted in the last 60 working days of the Congress, which would probably be retroactive to maybe about May of this year. Congress can consider voiding all such in January without, and get this is important, without the threat of a Senate filibuster and get the business done. Ah, that would be just great. And that would prevent so much control efforts now at work, such as the Treasury Department's misguided effort to punish businesses that Treasury thinks might move their headquarters overseas. Another target would include the voiding of a pending IRS rule to raise estate tax collections and many others. Oh, my soul. You know, they were really good at what they did, the Obama administration, step by step, subtly protected by the press, until all at once and overnight, the accumulation of all of this had a disastrous effect and will do so even more on the American economy. A more difficult but yet a promising way that the Trump administration can change back is the repealing of Obama regulations that went through a formal rulemaking procedure. For example, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, America's most expensive regulator, has ordered what is called the Clean Power Plan, which will cost the economy more than $7 billion per year. The Trump administration can simply say to the courts that it has changed its mind, its opinion on the legality of the plan, and see to its termination. You know what? That is exactly what the Obama administration did with the Bill Clinton Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. The Obama administration decided it was illegal, not the courts, not the Department of Justice, the Obama administration. And so it was no longer enforced. Trump can do the same thing. Back to DOMA. The Obama administration determined that marriage between a man and a woman alone was unconstitutional, as it sought, with the promptings of the LGBTQ movement, to broaden the definition and legal opportunities of marriage. Unbelievable. And then there are those rules and regulations already in force as a result of legal rulemaking. The most onerous of these can in fact be overturned, but would require a new formal rulemaking procedure, and that is costly. And it takes time, primarily because all such can be challenged in court. But the Trump administration can begin immediately to effectuate those changes so that the court proceedings can be shortened. There are so many procedural ways in which so much of what Obama has done so disastrously to our way of life can be overturned by Mr. Trump, and may it happen. All of these critical actions so necessary would result in a huge low-cost economic boost. It has been estimated by economists, most notably from Mercatus and even Duke University, that if America had kept the essential 1980 regulatory burden in place, with only necessary additions, that's 35 years ago, the United States economy would have been in the year 2012, you ready for this? 2012 now, $4 trillion, with a T, $4 trillion larger. And that's all because of regulation. Our economy is $4 trillion less because of regulations. And you know, that's roughly $13,000 per person, per capita. I find that truly unbelievable. The Trump administration will also have the opportunity to dismantle the oppressive financial legislation known as Dodd-Frank. For example, there is the power granted by Dodd-Frank for the creation of a financial council known as the Financial Stability Oversight Council. The Financial Stability Oversight Council. This council would have the power, let me say that again, this council would have the power to designate large financial firms as systemically important financial institutions, or SIFIs, and turn these firms over to the Federal Reserve for stringent regulation. Let me repeat that. This council would have the power to designate large financial firms like Ford, like IBM, as systematically important financial institutions, SIFIs, and turn them over to the Federal Reserve. And they would control them for stringent regulation, such as happened to General Electric in July 2013. Can you believe that? More onerous control of the American economy and its entities by the federal government. And there is so much else in Dodd-Frank which is unnecessary and perhaps even unconstitutional. So many rules and regulations and empowerment which produce a certain and critical strangulation of the American economy. Talk to your banker about that. If he or she is open and honest, what a story you will hear. The good thing is that all such rules and regulations can be done away with by new executive orders and memoranda or aggressive new federal agency actions, all of which Trump has promised to do in the first 100 days. So, Mr. Trump, in those first 100 days in office, do it. Do all of it, Mr. President Trump. Do it all. De-Obamaize our federal government. Free it up. Free up the American economy, and as a necessary result, create new opportunities and new monies for we the people. Get, as President Ronald Reagan has said, get, Mr. Trump, get government off people's backs. One man, one Obama, cannot rule, cannot control our way of life, cannot deconstitutionalize it, and otherwise act well beyond the rule of law. Trump has promised to restore the balance of powers, the traditional and constitutional governmental checks and balances. The new pen and the new phone in town, President Trump, has promised to respect the authority and integrity of the Congress. Obama doesn't do that now. And the court systems. Obama uses them. And to make certain that the Supreme Court of the United States has the right balance of power with the appointment of any and all new justices to that court, including one which will occur immediately. Make it happen, Donald John Trump. Please, make it happen. You promised much of this action in these first 100 days. You promised. Now we the people hold you to those promises. Deregulate, Mr. Trump. Deregulate. Our vote for you means that we the people do not want the so-called Obama legacy. We want change, and we want change back to the former traditional constitutional rule of law. Make it happen with your new pen and your new phone. And never forget, Mr. Trump, we the people will hold you accountable. You better believe it.